Hi, this is Babe Winkleman. Hey, if you're like me, deer hunting is something that is very near and dear to your heart. But the greatest part of it is celebrating the feast, eating that beast once you get done with it. And if you want to learn how to get your meat right, then join Bob on the Grillin' Guys show, and they can tell you.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. And just like Babe Winkleman said, if you want to learn more about grilling, you've got an opportunity to do it right here local. Babe's not going to be here, but the Rub Daddies, which is kind of championed by our buddy Chaz the Brewer from Schmo's Brewery, Chef Dewey, and Todd Visser from Zager's. Those guys are going to teach a class out at Zager's Pool and Spa on the 8th. That's Tuesday at 6:30 in their Jamestown location. There's still some spots available. If you're interested in learning about jerky, you can bring 10 to 15 pounds of it with you. They'll spice it for you, case it, and you'll go home with it ready to smoke and eat. If you're interested in that, give them Zager's a call at 616-836-2315. Still some spots left. So,
stuff your sausage, man.
Yeah. But, you know, winter's a good time to do a lot of different activities. We've been talking a little bit about some safety out there on the winter grill. But it's also time to maybe take some winter travel, little winter vacations. And Barbecue Bob's trying to put a little trip together here for the grilling guys. And tell us a little bit about it, Bob.
Well, it's the I-500 race in Sault Ste. Marie. I think this is like maybe the 40th year that thing's gone on. I can't remember what it says on the website now, but my memory is telling me 40 years. It's a long time anyway. They showed one of the original pictures, and it's like, I think I had that snowmobile. It's one of those old yellow Snoopy-nosed skidoos, you know. That was the first one my dad bought us when we were kids. And, man, there's nothing better when you're a little kid than when your dad comes home with a snowmobile. I mean, that's a big deal. It was a 399 Olympic. Anyway, the I-500 Sault Ste. Marie, February 1 through 3rd. Looks like we've got some pretty great sponsors with, we've got, of course, Kogel Viennas. I'm hoping they're going to give us the big Kogel Vienna truck to drive up there so we can have that giant Vienna going down the freeway.
Yeah, right.
Oh, they don't have one of those, do they?
I'm really hoping they say no to that.
We do have actually a motorhome from a motorhome dealer up in Higgins Lake, which the name eludes me yet. So we got a nice big Class A motorhome we'll be cruising in, and I'll drive. You can sit in the back with all the adoring fans. And I don't know where that's going either.
Yeah, I don't think anywhere.
But anyway,
in a circle, right? Because it's the I-500. That's what they're doing. They're going in a circle.
What's that motorhome doing on the track?
Yeah.
Oh, the grilling guys are here. Yeah, great. Anyway, it's going to be a fun event. There's like 15,000 people that'll be there that Saturday on the 2nd. And
Sault Ste. Marie, right?
Yeah. It's a cool
event. A little bit of a track, but there's
you on the website? Are you looking at it?
Yeah.
How many years have they had it?
I haven't found that part yet, but it's been I know that when I was a kid, I went up there.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. So anyway, something to do this winter, you know, if you snowmobile, throw the sleds on a trailer, go up there, watch the race in the afternoon. A lot of trailheads there that you can take off and do some just fabulous riding, even into Canada, if you want to, from that point.
And then the weekend after that, we were looking at going to the Homestead or somewhere up in Traverse City. We're trying to nail down the venue for that right now. I'm thinking it might not be the Homestead. I think it might be in Traverse City or closer so that we can hit that beer festival. But there's also the big casino up in Traverse City has that snow cross going on that Saturday
right,
as well.
The 10th of February, right?
Yeah, that's a very cool snowmobile race.
Yeah. Out of Turtle Creek.
Amateur day is Saturday, so Turtle Creek, thank you.
Yeah.
So a lot of good stuff going on with snowmobiles and skiing up there.
Ice fishing, all of that stuff.
Good place to go. Yeah, I'm ready. I got an email yesterday from the boys up at Black Lake. They want us to come back for the Sturgeon Festival.
Yeah, that's the first weekend in February, too. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Just surf the net and what's going on in Michigan in the winter, because it's a great place to get out and enjoy yourself. And when you come back in, whether you got you're coming to your home or you've got something with you, but fire up the grill. Everybody loves something hot right off the grill after a long day of snowmobiling, skiing, or whatever it is you like to
do. So let's hit the story about Hannah Storm.
Yeah, crazy. About 3 weeks
ago. Grill and safety, man.
And
listen
up. This can happen to anybody. And there's what I understand and of the story is that she was lighting her grill. It lit, and then the wind blew it out. And she came back and realized it was out and hit the igniter again, and the gas grill was full of gas.
Okay, this is the problem here.
Right.
It's propane. Even if you have a natural gas plumb line into your grill, you still have a danger because you're going to build up gases in an enclosed area and introduce a spark.
Right.
Okay, but with propane, dense fuel, even worse, and the number of injuries from propane grills are wicked bad,
right?
Because of the explosion that takes place. Okay,
that's right, and that's what happened to Hannah Storm. She's the sideline reporter and did some anchor work at the recent Rose Bowl parade. That was her first thing back. If you noticed in that parade, she had her hand wrapped, but she had like second, third degree burns on her hands, got her face burned, her eyebrows off,
yep.
and burned her neck. I mean,
my
just
mom
be
brought
careful,
the story
right?
to my attention
yeah.
a couple days ago. She's watching the news and she goes, "Oh, hey, look, this is a grill accident. You got to talk about it."
Yeah,
I'm like,
exactly.
Wow, never heard of it.
And all we really need to talk about is, one, she's okay. She is healing, and burns are terrible. But just be careful out there. If your grill goes
charcoal's
out.
Charcoal's a problem, too, though.
Right. Yep. If your grill goes out, shut it off, open the top, let it air out for a couple minutes, and then try to relight it. So what? It slows your cook down or it
yeah.
stops your cook. You've got to do that.
Yeah, it's way better than, you know, calling in the bomb squad to
right.
pick the shrapnel
cool
out of your butt.
Air, Bob mentioned that gas is dense, and it hangs together in the lowest part of your grill.
Yeah.
And when you put a spark to that thing down there, it's explosive. It just it's scary.
I melted a grill once.
Really?
Yeah, it was a brand new grill, and I fired it up, and they must have put the wrong orifice in it at the factory. And I came outside after 10 minutes of burning this thing. I was trying to cook it off, you know, and season it. I came outside, and it was like it was on fire, and it was this melted glob of metal, the molded aluminum, which it was like a forged aluminum.
Yeah.
Actually, just it disintegrated. The thing was just...
Because it was just burning so hot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and I had an immense respect all of a sudden for that little bitty gas line. It brings out the man in me.
Yeah, and because of that, it's time for Man Law.
That's right, and today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. You know, I've changed these Man Law a little bit around here, Jop, and I'm finding a lot of cool stuff as I research this, but this isn't the old Miller Lite Man Law. This is some stuff that you should take to heart, real stuff, that guy to guy. Here's what I'm going to tell you, bro. Never wear a rented tux if you're over the age of 35.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Even if you're the father of the bride
or
something.
Go buy one.
Like, go buy one.
For crying out loud.
My only worry about that is as I get older, my shape is changing.
Well, you're going to have to be doing some sit-ups then.
Yeah, some sit-ups or some alterations.
Okay,
yeah.
And here's the second part of this. Know how to throw a punch hard. Okay.
Well, as I get older, I'm hoping I'm not doing as much of that as maybe
gotta
I was when I was a younger man.
Got to be able to do it,
yeah,
man.
It's that old Toby Keith, I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm good once as I ever was. Right?
Yep, that's right.
One of those.
Hey,
yeah.
You got that out right.
Yeah. But anyway, it's those are some good man laws to stick by. And we talked a little bit about this is the time of year where you connect with friends and you've had a lot of holiday parties and the importance of making sure that you reach out to people that maybe you haven't seen in a while. I know the holidays have come to an end. Like I said, I got my last one tonight. Going to be throwing down a bunch of stuff on the grill later today and getting ready for the family that's coming over. But, Bob, you had mentioned early on the show in the first hour that you had a friend,
yep.
a gentleman by the
yep.
name of Steve Miller.
Steve Miller. So we're going to close the show today like we do with a song. And this is goes out to the Miller family, but this song is actually written by another Steve Miller, which most people have probably never heard of, and it's called Time Keeps On Slipping, so don't let it slip away. Get out and connect with your buds, and we'll talk to you next week.
keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.